Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you missed any part of the broadcast, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, Adam and Jordana. Anywhere you get your podcast, just hit the subscribe button. That means you get automatic downloads of all the content that we produce day in and day out, including, if you missed it, Dear Jordana, which you issued advice to some letter writers and callers.
Harshly,
right. Shifting
gear.
Not
enough time for BS. You know,
no, so we got to cut through the gut. Speaking of cutting through the BS, our next guest does that all the time. Sloan yes. Martin, of course, you heard her for many years here on WCCO Radio. She joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. First of all, let me ask you this, Sloan. It is the 30th birthday of the Mall of America today. Are you younger or older than the Mall of America?
Oh, I am older than the Mall of America.
Oh.
Not by much.
Maybe like 5 minutes.
Out.
Yeah.
Not quite that. But, no, I mean, you know, I was not there for the Camp Snoopy days.
No.
But, Adam, I really think that I covered the 25th anniversary.
I bet you did.
I think that I covered that.
Five years ago?
So,
right.
Time flies, yeah.
Time does fly. We wanted to bring in, the initial idea was to talk about Sylvia Fowles and the great career she's had. She's stepping away, and her final, at least regular season home game is tomorrow night. But we got to start out with the Lynx, who pick up a win last night, and they're still in the playoff picture, at least right now. What's the likelihood they make the postseason?
It has been absolutely nuts. Just to recap for people who haven't been kind of following game by game here of this Lynx season, that they had a ton of roster turnover to begin the year. They basically had a much different roster coming into training camp versus entering the regular season, so that was quite disruptive. You don't have a WNBA player and Rookie of the Year, Nafisa Collier, who gave birth at the end of May, so a lot of change is happening, but the goal was always to win the championship for Sylvia Fowles' final year. They started out 3-13. As of this moment, they are 14-20, a record shared by five other teams. So they are currently in seventh right now, but they're only a game out of being 11th at this point. So there's two games left in the regular season, including tomorrow at Target Center, which is the final home game potentially of Sylvia Fowles' career, and then they play at Connecticut. Those are two teams that are in the top five in the standings, so they are really playing for their playoff lives. The Lynx have an 11-year streak of making the playoffs that could come to an end, but they do have tiebreakers over teams like the Phoenix Mercury, who are in the same boat with this 14-20 record, the Atlanta Dream as well, so those are super helpful, but it is a stressful and kind of tense situation, especially with all the emotions that people are going to be feeling tomorrow for that last game.
Hey, Sloan. Curious to know the inside basketball scoop about the Brittany Griner situation. I'm sure that you have information that's not available to the general public. What are the players talking about? Do you know of any other efforts to bring her home? I mean, or is this just it? Is this 9 years in a Russian prison?
That's the absolute scary thing to think about. It is something that has been continually a dark cloud over the WNBA this entire season, because this was Brittany Griner, who even at her 6'9" stature was beloved by players. She was an Olympian, someone who was always bright and smiling and was really jovial presence with her teammates and with opponents too. She was really well liked and, of course, well respected for her personality, for her basketball abilities, of course. You know, Jordana, in terms of what's happening behind the scenes, this goes so far up the ladder in terms of foreign affairs and the White House and the Biden administration, that all the WNBA can do is show support and continue to put pressure on the administration by joining with other leagues like the NBA, the WBPA, the Players Association as well. And it's something that players talk about frequently after she was sentenced. There were multiple teams that during their media availabilities did not talk about the game and instead talked about what is happening to Brittany Griner and seeking justice for her. But this is also having basketball effects too. Russia, the reason she was there in the first place, pays players very well. Over $1 million, a couple million dollars that they can be playing. They're treated very well. They have private flights, personal drivers. They are really treated well and respected compared to here in the WNBA, where the Los Angeles Sparks a couple nights ago had to sleep in an airport due to delays and cancellations a day before a game. So now players are saying they are absolutely not going to be going into Russia. And these other leagues, like in Turkey or Israel, for example, where they might be picking up their play because they play full year round, now that could be interfering with the WNBA season. So they're coming back later. There's new with the CBA prioritization rules where those players could penalized for missing the start of training camp or missing the start of the WNBA season. And could those stars like Breanna Stewart, who are no longer going to play in Russia, decide that it's more financially lucrative for them to play overseas instead of the WNBA? So a lot of ripple effects here, but saying that there's no way that they can go back, even though they did enjoy playing there.
It's ridiculous, especially because, you know, the WNBA has massive TV contracts. They're on ESPN. They're on other networks. They should have the money to pay these players and avoid like a situation where a flight they can't get to a. It's ridiculous. Sloan Martin, who covers the Lynx, obviously does play by play on Big Ten Network. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Back to Sylvia Fowles. I'm not going to sit here and argue that I'm a super intense follower of the WNBA or women's basketball, but I know the big names of women's basketball, and I feel like Sylvia Fowles doesn't always get mentioned with some of those top names in the game, the Sue Birds, Diana Taurasi's, but she's right up there. Do you think that she's kind of been under the radar as far as the game's greatest players?
Absolutely, and there's no doubt about that, and the reason is, kind of why? Is it because her position, the fact that most of her attempts, for example, are within that 5-foot range? And if you're not like me and someone who just absolutely loves the aesthetics of a post game, the footwork she has, her exquisite hands, her ability to score from anywhere in the paint, then maybe that's not as flashy as a Diana Taurasi, who's the all-time leader in 3-point field goal attempts, field goals made, or Sue Bird, who's the all-time leader in assists and just surpassed Lindsay Millen as the winningest player in WNBA history. So maybe there's something like that. There's also conversation, too. Is it different, too? And this is something that she personally has talked about recently in the New York Times. Is it also because being a black woman, too, maybe you get overlooked compared to the kind of platform that other players get in the WNBA? But she generally, you know, is a quiet and reserved person, even though she is a light when she is around you. Truly lives up to her nickname of Sweet Sil, but you are absolutely right that she is, I can't think of someone else, I mean, really in sports, period, who might be as underrated as she is, who is a legitimate Hall of Famer, a Naismith Hall of Famer that you wouldn't necessarily think of, and like you said, with those names like Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi as well. So that's why Friday is so important, yep, to be able to celebrate her. You know, Seattle had back-to-back 18,000 sellouts in their brand new arena, Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle. So would love to see that again for her because she deserves every of goodwill in her send-off because she doesn't play like she's about to retire. She really is, you know, calling it quits before, you know, kind of things get away from her.
This is why we call Sloan Martin the Swiss Army knife of WCCO radio. She does it all. She used to do regular reporting for us and now, of course, sports reporting. Sloan, it's always great to hear your voice. Thank you for joining us today with your expertise.
Yeah, thank you both. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Sloan.
Hey, before I let you go, Sloan, we have one question. We're doing a segment when at 11:35. We're going to start it at 11:20. Do you think your college degree was worth it? Was yours?
Oh, boy. You know what's funny? When it comes to my actual career and actual skills, I'd maybe say no. I feel like I learned everything kind of out in the field, in internships, in those early jobs, and just getting the reps and doing the work and being on the air and learning my voice that way. But when it comes to meeting different people, learning new perspectives, being on your own, becoming an adult. I think that in that ways it was really, really important too. I also am just someone who loves learning and, you know, thought about staying in school, thought about going to grad school. So I would absolutely say that it was worth it. But you know what? I mean, to be honest, I feel like most of what I learned for my career did come from doing it. It's as simple as that.
Very honest. Great answer. Thank you, Sloan. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy tomorrow night. We'll be watching and paying tribute to Sylvia Fowles. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Sloanie.
Thanks, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.